Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, and this is our weekly look at news and people around the Jags organization. Lots to get to today. A draft recap. The Jags made seven selections in the 2016 NFL Draft, and praise is rolling in from national media types. We'll hear from ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay from the ESPN Post-Draft Media Conference. That was Monday afternoon. And we'll see what they think of the Jaguars haul. Check out all the archive coverage of the Jaguars draft on Jaguars.com. A fun 3 days here. John Osier, Brian Sexton, Patrick Kavanaugh, Dave DeCandis, Max Hockman, Joe Fortunato, the entire digital media team, Jags Cinema, Tad Dickman and the public relations staff. They all worked together to get it done last week. Check out all that hard work on Jaguars.com. But first, some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. The Jaguars made seven selections, six on defense, including two players in the first two rounds that many people, as of a week ago, had going in the top five overall. Instead, both cornerback Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack, the linebacker, are Jaguars. So let's start with Ramsey, because after the Miles Jack selection, how Ramsey got to the Jags was a little overshadowed. The Jaguars are still very fortunate. Quarterbacks went 1 and 2. And in a bit of a surprise, defensive end Joey Bosa went to the Chargers at 3. Now, the Cowboys at 4 had the swing pick of the top 5. Do they take Ramsey, or do they trade the pick and move back? Or do they end up taking running back Ezekiel Elliott? Those were the options for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. They apparently turned down at least one trade offer from the Ravens. They wanted to move up to get Jalen Ramsey ahead of Jacksonville. But Dallas didn't do the deal, possibly thinking somebody would trade with the Jags at 5 to take the running back they wanted in Elliott. Either way, Elliott went to the Cowboys at 4, and that set up a wild celebration at Everbank Field at the draft show as the Jaguars selected Jalen Ramsey with the 5th overall pick. Jags GM Dave Caldwell.
Early on, before the quarterback swaps, we didn't think he'd get to us. And, once the quarterback thing started happening, we had three defensive players we liked there, and he was obviously at the top of the list. He's got some rare athleticism, speed, combined with size and range, and he's a very good competitor, and he fits our style of play, and it was an easy decision.
Jalen Ramsey.
I'm so excited to be a Jacksonville Jaguar now because I really felt the vibe here. There's other Florida State guys here, so kind of reuniting with Telvin and Rashad, so I've always felt the vibe. I'm happy to be back in Florida, just 2 hours away from Florida State, so it's an exciting moment for me and my family. Like Coach Gus said, our long conversation meant a lot to me. And it meant a lot to me again today with my parents because he's just such a real man, a godly man, someone who I definitely want to play for a long time, a really long time, hopefully my whole career. You know, I just can't really explain how excited I am to be a part of this organization.
His Florida State teammate and Jaguars linebacker, Telvin Smith.
Ah, man, competitor. When you talk about grit and going to go to the end for you. And that's it. You heard, like, when he was talking about we was younger and he was younger in practice, and I gave him that one statement, like, you know, you ain't going to give up in a game. And I've never seen him, you know, bow down or give up to anybody. Even when they're down 21-0 or even when we're down, you know, in a national championship game, I never seen a bow on his head or anything like that. So that is why the biggest reason I was so happy when Gustin brought him in.
We mentioned the draft party at Everbank Field Thursday night. Well, it would have been cranked up even more had it been open Friday with how it fell to the Jaguars in the second round. The Browns and the Titans started off the round with defensive end selections, and again, Dallas had a key pick ahead of the Jaguars. Instead of Miles Jack, the Cowboys took Notre Dame linebacker Jalen Smith, who had a devastating knee injury in the Fiesta Bowl, his final college game, and reports at the combine were of nerve damage in that knee. The Chargers selected a tight end after that, and the Jaguars ended up making the move. They traded the 38th pick and a 5th-round selection to move up to the Ravens spot at 36th overall. And pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor was in Chicago to make the announcement.
With the 36th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Miles Jack, linebacker, UCLA.
Jack's slide came after concerns about his knee injury, which happened 3 games into his final season at UCLA. It was a torn meniscus, and we won't get into the medical details of this. You can read that elsewhere. He was limited in the UCLA Pro Day, and a medical recheck in Indianapolis in mid-April gave some teams pause. But after his arrival at Everbank Field Saturday, I asked Jack if he ever thought he would know so much about knee injuries.
Everybody's a knee expert nowadays, so it's crazy. Everybody's a doctor slash knee expert slash fortune teller. But, yeah, man, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to put that behind me and just play ball and put on a helmet again and represent this organization.
The Jaguars worked him out recently at UCLA and liked what they saw. And if the Jags would have traded out of the top five selection earlier in the draft, Jack would have been in play for the Jaguars in the middle of the first round. The way it worked out, though, they got two premier athletes in the first two rounds. Only time will tell if it lives up to the hype. And boy, is there hype. The national media has almost unanimously praised the Jaguars' draft selections, and that includes ESPN analyst Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. McShay says that everything in this draft worked out for the best, even into the later rounds.
First of all, you have to be thrilled if you're Jacksonville. For a while there, it didn't look like Ramsey was going to get to you, and let's face it, Ramsey's the perfect fit in this system. When you think about the Seattle Seahawks corners and what Gus Bradley's looking for in terms of bigger physical press corners, Jalen Ramsey can be exactly that. Miles Jack, it's all about the durability, but I think Mel would agree. He's one of the five best football players in this draft when he's healthy. His tape was outstanding. He was better early in 2015 than he was in 2014, and he was really good in 2014. So you get both of those guys. Time will tell how long can he stay on the field. Mel can speak to Ngakoue more, but Sheldon Day was one of my favorite players in this draft in terms of, you know, mid-round guys with the effort and motor and everything that you want love about the game. I remember, I've told this story before, but I remember being the last practice he ever had, 2 days before the Fiesta Bowl. He's a senior. He's got nothing to prove. They're running two-minute drill, and he twists his ankle. And he's out there in the field, and the coaches, understandably, send in a substitute for him. They want to sub him out. And Sheldon Day tells the guy to beat it, and that he's going to stay on the field. And he finishes out practice going 100 miles an hour and fighting through and limping around the field. So that's the kind of guy that he is, and he has the quick-twitch ability. And in a league where 65-70% of the time you're in sub-package, he's going to be on the field, and he's going to help rush the passer.
As for Mel Kiper Jr., he says the pass rush is on the way.
Yeah, and Ngakoue, I saw a lot of him at Maryland. He can get around a corner, and he can be a real problem for offensive tackles getting out of their stance and dealing with his outside pressure. He's stronger than you think. He's naturally strong. He doesn't have great length. But he can get after it. I like that pick, and I think with Holmes and Woodard, Jonathan Woodard's a guy out of Central Arkansas. When you watched him, he showed promise. He showed potential. I thought he was a guy that could go a little earlier. Six of their seven picks were on the defensive side, so you know where the emphasis was, and then you throw in Dante Fowler Jr. as a bonus.
Now the rest of the picks. In the sixth round, pass rusher Tyrone Holmes from Montana and FCS power. He had 18 sacks a year ago. And no matter the level of football, that's quite an impact. Later in the sixth round, quarterback Brandon Allen from Arkansas. It's a developmental selection. Maybe one day a backup whenever Chad Henne is done in the league. And maybe one day a trade possibility once he is developed. Brian Sexton, Jaguars.com senior correspondent, always references Rob Johnson's selection after the Jags had both Berline and Brunell at quarterback. Well, they ended up trading Johnson for a first-round pick later, who ended up becoming Fred Taylor. Quarterbacks have value. And finally, in the seventh round, Central Arkansas defensive end Jonathan Woodard. He's got the size at least, 6'6", 271 pounds. And after the draft, the Jags added 9 college free agents to fill out the roster. For the full list, visit Jaguars.com. All these rookies are expected to be in the building for the first time Thursday as 2016 rookie orientation begins. This takes the place of rookie minicamp, which used to be a full camp complete with 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 non-contact work. But after the Dante Fowler Jr. injury last year, the emphasis has changed, and there was a mindset before that injury of possibly changing it anyway that confirmed it. Players are training for the combine and workouts the entire offseason, and that's a different type of training from regular football practice. So there's more of an emphasis inside the building, and when on the field, individual positional drills just to get them moving. The on-field work is not open to the public this year. By the way, the Jaguars are not the only team using this approach. At least the Miami Dolphins are another, scaling back the rookie camp this year. A few other notes before we get out of here. Congratulations to the fans who announced Jaguars selections in the 4th, 6th, and 7th rounds. Michael Garcia of Yulee, Florida, announced the 4th round selection of Sheldon Day. That was up in FanDuelville, along with former Jags linebacker Kevin Hardy and future Jags linebacker Miles Jack, who had just arrived at Everbank a little over an hour earlier. Hamish Shilliday from Birmingham, England, was slated to announce the 5th round pick, along with last year's London announced pick, defensive tackle Michael Bennett. But the Jags traded the pick away as part of the deal to select Miles Jack. Hamish got two selections instead, announcing both 6th round picks from London. And in Chicago, Tyler Antar of Jacksonville announced Central Arkansas defensive end Jonathan Woodard. This Saturday, a select group of Jags 365 members will have the chance to meet the rookies in FanDuelville at Everbank Field. Look for a recap coming up next week on Jaguars.com. Now to the players who are here. Phase 2 of the offseason program started this week, and it includes on-field workouts with individual player instruction and drills, and team practice on a separate basis. That means offense can work together on their own, defense on their own, but no live contact and no team versus team drills. Start of a 3-week period here in Phase 2. Coming up this week, Jaguars.com Live Wednesday, a draft recap edition, plenty to cover, and then Jaguars Thursday Radio. Tony Vaselli and Jeff Lagerman will recap the draft and look ahead to what's next, and that should be very entertaining. And we're about 2 months away from the completion of the new U.S. Assure Club improvements. They've poured concrete, things are moving along well. And by the way, the old club seats are for sale in pairs, $250 per pair. To order and for more information, visit jaguars.com/souvenir seats. That'll do it for this week. A special thanks, as always, to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato, and thanks to you for listening. I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll talk to you next week on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.